He was brought up with spiritual background where spirituality was often questioned. Later, he developed a natural taste for inquiry into the mysteries of creation. He passed College of Engineering, Pune, Mechanical Engineering 2003. He came in touch with the devotees of ISKCON in 2003. He found all the questions answered in books of Srila Prabhupada. As a student of MBA Finance, he studied Srila Prabhupada books and became a sincere practitioner. He joined the NCDEX, National Commodities Derivatives Exchange, Mumbai, as an assistant manager and worked for 3 years. Later, he took on a 2-year brahmachari training course in Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Temple, Mumbai, and initiated into the Brahma Madhav Gaudiya Sampradaya by His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj in 2010. He was in the youth preaching department in the seva of guiding the youth. He always wanted to share his joy of Krishna consciousness with the youth. So he gave up his job and decided to help the misguided youth by helping them understand the message of Bhagavad Gita. He joined ISKCON Chowpatty as a resident in 2009. Later, he was posted to ISKCON Nasik Temple. He is serving as a youth counselor in various colleges of youth. He conducts seminar on personality development topics in educational and corporate sectors. His Grace Sukumar Gaur Prabhuji ki jai. Thank you so much, Mataji, for giving me opportunity to serve. Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you for reading the introduction. So, Krishna devotees, we're extremely fortunate to have His Grace Sukumar Gaur Prabhuji here with us today. And Prabhuji would be enlightening us by discussing the beautiful, beautiful Krishna's pastime of lifting Govardhan Hill. So, Hare Krishna, Sukumar Gaur Prabhuji, Dharmat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much for giving us your valuable time and association this morning and enlightening us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam. Without further ado, I'd like to request you to please take over from here. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Is my voice audible, Mataji? Is it okay?
Yes, Prabhuji, it's all right.
Okay, thank you. So, as our regular protocol, we will start with our Mangalacharan prayers. ओम ज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदामय्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुर्वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश नमा ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादि पाश्चात्यदेशतारे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्ण. सो वी वेलकम ऑल डिवोटीज फॉर दिस मॉर्निंग श्रीमद भागवतम सेशन. वेरी ग्रेटफुल टू ऑल ऑफ यू फॉर अलाउिंग मी टू मेक अ प्रेजेंटेशन ऑन दिस वंडरफुल टॉपिक. अवर ग्रेस श्यामा गौरी माता जी टोल्ड मी टू स्पीक ऑन द ग्लोरीज ऑफ श्री गिरिराज गोवर्धन. सो आई विल बी डिस्कसिंग समथिंग अबाउट श्री गिरिराज जी टुडे. So we'll take one shloka from Srimad Bhagavat, Canto 10. This is chapter number 21 and text number 18. A very famous and popular shloka with the logos like Hantayam Adri Rabala Haridasa Varyo Yad Rama Krishna Charana Sparsha Pramod Manam Tanuti Sahago Ganayustayor Yat Pani Yasu Yavasakandara So the translation given to it is, can we have, yes, the shloka on the screen if possible, so that others can also, if possible. Yeah, thank you, Mataji. Translation by Srila Prabhupada's disciples. Of all the devotees, this Govardhan hill is the best. Oh, my friends, this hill supplies Krishna and Balaram along with their calves, cows and cowherd friends with all kinds of necessities like water for drinking, very soft grass, caves, fruits, flowers and vegetables. In this way, the hill offers respects to the Lord. Being touched by the lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram, Govardhan hill appears very jubilant. Purport. This translation is quoted from Srila Prabhupada's Chaitanya Charitamrita Matilila 18.34. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains the opulence of Govardhan hills as follows. Paniya refers to fragrant cool water, and Govardhan waterfall, which Krishna and Balaram drink and uses to wash their feet and mouth. Govardhan also offers other beverages such as honey, mango juice, pilu juice. Suyavasa indicates Durva grass, used to make the religious offerings of Argyam. Govardhan also has grass that is fragrant, soft and conducive to the strong growth of cows and increased production of milk. Thus, this grass is used for feeding transcendental herds. Kandara refers to the caves where Krishna, Balaram and their friends play, sit and lie down. These caves give pleasure when the weather is too hot or too cold or when it is raining. Govardhan also features soft roots for eating, jewels for ornamenting the body, flat place for sitting, and lamps and mirror in the form of smooth stones, glistening water and other natural substances. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much. So, this very beautiful shloka from Srimad Bhagavat, which narrates the glories of Giriraj Govardhan. And this shloka, as per the Gaudiya Acharya, is spoken by Srimati Radharani herself in praise of Sri Giriraj Govardhan. She is also in a prayerful mood. And she is here in this shloka, she is not speaking the name. She is saying, oh Hanta, this Adri, this mountain that you can see. She is not saying Giriraj because out of huge respect for Girirajji. Similarly, our Gaudiya Acharyas have written many prayers in glorifying Giriraj Govardhan. Just like we have Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur writing the Govardhan Ashta Krishna Prasadena Samasta Shaila is the topmost of all the Adris, the Shailas, the mountains, and is very dear to Lord Krishna. Krishna Prasadena, he has become the topmost of all the mountains by the Prasad, by the mercy of Lord Krishna. This is Vishwanath Chakravarti writing in Govardhan Ashtaka. Then we have Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, who is writing Govardhan Ashraya Dashaka. He has written 10 shlokas seeking the shelter, Govardhan Ashraya, the shelter of Giriraj Govardhan. Saptam Murjita Karambuja, that is the title of the song. And in this song, he describes the glories of Giriraj Govardhan and how he is the topmost of all the Adris, the topmost of all the mountains. Raghunath Das Goswami has written one more Ashta glorifying Giriraj Govardhan. Govardhan Vasa Prarthana, famous, which we all know, which we usually sing during Govardhan Puja. Nijapati Bhuja Danda, that is how he has being the one who is the chastiser of Indra. That is what Govardhan Vasa Prarthana is saying. You are the chastiser of Indra, and that is how you have become so dear to Lord Krishna. And he glorifies Giriraj Govardhan as the incomparable great mountain full of all opulences. All six opulences are endowed in Sri Giriraj Govardhan. Then we have Srila Rupa Goswami. He has written Prathama Govardhan Ashtaka. Not only that, he has written Dvitiya Govardhan Ashtaka. He was not happy writing one, so he wrote another one. And there he, in his eight shlokas, first, Pratham also has eight, second also has eight, and one each glorifying or the Palashruti of reciting the eight verses. So Rupa Goswami has written two Govardhan Ashtak, Pratham and Dvitiya. And he is continuously glorifying Sri Giriraj ji because he is not satisfied with one glorification. So this four Ashtak, I have just compiled them, recompiled them. And I have taken some points highlighting the glories that I will be repeating here. As to what understanding I have, whatever little I have understood, I'll repeat here from the Acharya's left over. Now, when we read all these four Ashtaks, we find a central theme. Central theme for each Ashtak because there is a desire which each Acharya has, which he is presenting in his Ashtak. Like, Nija Nikkata Nivasam Dehi Govardhanam. This is the ending line of Govardhan Vasa Prarthana written by Sri Raghunath Das Goswami. He is saying, somehow or the other you give me shelter at your lotus feet. Nija Nikkata Nivasam. I want to stay near you, O Giriraj Govardhan. So please fulfill this desire of staying very close to you. Srila Rupa Goswami is saying, Pratyasam Me Tvam Kuru Govardhana Purna. He is saying, O Govardhan, fulfill my desires. Pratyasham, my asha, my desire. Me tvam kuru govardhana purnam. You fulfill my desires. And whatever desires he has been repeating in the first eight, then the second eight shlokas. Now, if somebody would ask, okay, what the desire that you have, if you ask Sri Rupa Goswami, what desire do you have? So, Rupa Goswami is saying, just like you serve the divine couple in many ways, let me also serve the divine couple in best of my capacities. We'll see what the capacity of Giriraj Govardhan is in serving. So Rupa Goswami is saying, just like you serve the divine couple to the best of your capacity, bless me with the capacity to serve the divine couple in the best of ways in which I can serve. Just like he's saying in one shloka, he's saying, Gandharvaya keli kala bandhava kunje shunne stasya kanaka hare pratyanga Rasakrida Mantita Yodpatkaya Adya Pratyasame Tvam Kuru Govardhana Purna. He's saying, what is he saying? What is he referring Govardhana? Gandharvaya. Now, who is Gandharva? That is a feminine term. So, Srimati Radharani is Gandharvika. And he is called as Gandharvaya. Gandharvaya means, oh, friend of Srimati Radharani's transcendental pastime. So he is calling Giriraj Govardhan as friend of Srimati Radharani in her transcendental pastimes. How has he become friend? Now in that shloka, Rupa Goswami is saying, he is the hill in whose forest grooves the Nikunja Leelas are taking place. Very intimate pastimes. And in that intimate pastimes, there are various dealings that take place, and during those dealings in the divine couple, at times Radharani's necklace falls off, her bracelet falls off, many garlands that she is wearing. Kanak Harai. Kanak means that garlands, the necklaces that she is wearing that falls off. And that is how Govardhan is decorated by the various Mahaprasad articles of Srimati Radharani. And that is where Srila Rupa Goswami's attention is attracted to Giriraj Govardhan. So he is saying, just like you have all the paraphernalia, all the Mahaprasad garlands and the articles of Srimati Radharani, by which you look even more beautiful. You are already beautiful, but that even beautifies you because you have all these Mahaprasad articles. And that is how you support her in her Leela. So he is saying that yes, let me also serve, let me also have the Mahaprasad articles of Radharani which are left over after the Nikunja Leelas. So here he is saying, I also want to have all Mahaprasad articles with me. So now the point comes, Giriraj ji is also called as a friend. Why? Because Giriraj ji asked Srimati Radharani in her loving sports of Kunja, her Keli Leela. How? Because he acts as a manjiri. Now, somebody may ask, how does he act as a manjiri? Because his various limbs are decorated by the ornaments. We saw this because they are fallen and he has all this. And not only that, The point is, where are the garlands, the flowers that she is decorating? Where does she get that from? She gets them all from Giriraj Govardhan. That is how he has become her friend, because she decorates herself with all those articles which she has taken from Giriraj Govardhan. Her beauty is enhanced, and that enhanced beauty is able to attract the attention of Lord Krishna. And that is how he, Govardhan, has the friend of Srimati Radharani. That's why he's called as Gandharvaya Kilikala Bandhava. He's the Bandhava, he's the Bandhu, he's the friend of Srimati Radharani. Supporting Radharani in her Nikunja Leela, and this is the service of the Manjiris. That is why he's called as, he's assisting Radharani in the mood of Manjiris, who are the assistant of the Sakhis. That is how he is in the Manjiri mood, assisting Radharani in service to Lord Krishna. Now, Srila Raghunath Goswami also has one desire, that he speaks in Govardhan Ashray Dashakam. He is saying, Yasya Madhava Naviko Rasvatim Atya Radham Tarav. He is saying, Kastam Tan Navadampati Pratibhuvam Govardhanam Na Ashray. He is saying, who is that person who will not take shelter of Govardhan? Now, what is so special if somebody would ask Raghunath Goswami, what is so special in taking shelter of Govardhan? Then he is saying, this is the place where the divine couple's pastime. Which pastime? Madhava Naviko Ras Atya Radhim Taro. He is saying, this is the pastime where Lord Krishna is enjoying his rescue fee pastime. Means he is charging the gopis for being there in the vicinity of Govardhan. Manasi Ganga also will have tax fair. Then in the Govardhan area where there is the Kusum Sarovar, all the gopis come and collect flowers. He'll be taxing them there. So all this rescue fee pastime, the taxing pastime take place. And that is what Raghunath Das Goswami is saying. I want to witness all this pastime. So here especially he is saying Madhava Naviko. Now Madhava Naviko means what? Lord Krishna becomes the boat rider. And where does this take place? This takes place Machala Keli Patam Valanath Trase. He's saying in the midst of Manasi Ganga, once what happened was all the gopis were carried by Lord Krishna in a boat. And in the Madhya of the Manasi Ganga, when the boat reached in the center, that is the time all of a sudden Valanath Trase, the boat began to move. There was a wind and the boat started moving. Now, what happened when there was a great storm? All these gopis, especially Srimati Radharani, they prayed to this boatman and told him that please save us. And that is where he says, yes, kastam navadampati pratibhuvam. Yes, I will fulfill. But for that, I will charge you. I will rescue you, but there will be a rescue fees. And what is that? Fulfillment of my desires, amorous desires, that you will have to pay me the rescue fees, then I'll surely rescue all of you. So this is how Lord Krishna acts with gopis, and Govardhan is witness to all this beautiful pastime. And that is why Raghunath Das Goswami is saying, Govardhana na ashrayat. Who is that person who will take to the shelter of Govardhan, who is the sole witness of all these beautiful pastimes that are taking place. In one more shloka, he is saying, Yatra Sviyanga Ganasya Vikrama Britas Vacha Muhu Fulottah. He is saying that who will not take shelter of Govardhan? Why? Because blossoming, he is blossoming with happiness at the outrageous joking words of their friends. Yatra Sviya Ganasya. Gana means the friends. And what are they? Vikrama Brita Vacha. There is outrageous joking words that is happening between all the gopas and the gopis. And how? Yatra Sviya Ganasya Vikrama Brita Vacha Tad Yonor Navadana. He's saying, and there is harsh words are also exchanged between them. And they are wounded by the sharp words also, and the arrows that are shot by the corner eyes. That is what he's saying. And that is what attracts the attention of all the acharyas. And they say that we want to witness this Shrishti Kaler Bhagna Hasa Jrimbita, this loud laughing and the exchange of the harsh words and looking from the eyes, all this Dan Keli Koral pastimes of the divine couple. We would like to see them at first hand. And Govardhan is the only person where this event is happening, and he is the person who can allow his entrance into this pastimes. So they are praying to Govardhan that please allow us shelter at your lotus feet so that we can also be witness to this beautiful pastimes. Now, just like in this, they are saying this one word was used, Yatra Sviyanga Ganasya Vikrama Vrita Pacha. So there are harsh words, and after that, Shriji Bhagnasya Hasan Jrimite. They are laughing. And all of a sudden, there is shooting of this arrows from the corner of the eyes. And after that, there is something called a jrimbate. Jrimbate is what at times you feel very lazy all of a sudden. Now, you may feel what's the great thing in the shooting of arrows. It's everything in every pastime of Radha and Krishna that happens. But I'll tell you one pastime from written by Kavi Karnapur and Anand Vrindavan Champu as to what shooting of arrows, which here the acharyas are mentioning. In Anand Vrindavan Champu, Kavi Karnapuri described this pastime. And a huge chapter after chapter is being described about the spring season, Vasanta Ritu pastimes. Now, what happens when the Vasanta Ritu started, all the gopis from both sides, Radharani side and Chandravali side, both the gopis, the groups, they enter the forest to collect the flowers and decorate themselves for the spring pastimes. Now, there is one Sakhi named as Matangi. Now, this Matangi Sakhi, when Shriji sees the beauty of this place, Srimati Radharani, when she sees this beautiful place, she tells Matangi, now you sing because this weather is so beautiful. We all would like to relish this beautiful weather. And that is where Matangi, she starts singing the Bilawal Raag. And as soon as the this Matangi Gopi, she sees this Bilawal Raag, every single Gopi, she starts entering in the mood and they start singing after her. Now, this is the group of the Gopis. Now the hero will enter. Now Shri Krishna and his Gopa friends are entering from outside. And as soon as they enter this beautiful area of Govardhan, where all this flower collection pastime is taking place, now what happens is Krishna and his friends, they enter, and as soon as they enter, they hear this beautiful, beautiful singing of the gopis. And when Krishna enters, all of a sudden the organizer, Vrinda Devi, Vrinda Devi tells Radharani that the king of your heart has now arrived. As soon as they understand that Krishna has entered the forest, now there has to be something that has to happen. Now, Vrinda Devi, she is very expert in organizing this beautiful pastime. Now, when Vrinda Devi understands and she passes on the message that Lord Krishna has come, now there is a beautiful play that is going to happen. Now, Vrinda Devi, what she does, there are two groups, Radharani's group and Chandravali's group. So, Chandravali's group is told to go ahead and pick flowers because no more flowers are left here. So, you shift to the next place so that you can collect flower from the next. And this whole group is singing. And Radharani's group is in the other part of the Kunja where there are Madhavi flowers. Now, they are also singing, both groups are singing, and that is where Krishna enters. And when Krishna enters, he hears this music and is mesmerized. So, Krishna sends Madhubangal to find out what is happening, who is singing in this beautiful place. And Madhubangal, then he rushes ahead and he sees that there is Srimati Radharani, Lalita and Shama Sakhi. And on the other side is Chandravali. He sees both the groups picking flowers in different. So, he first meets Lalita Devi, Radharani and Shyam. So, when he sees Lalita Devi, he shouts loudly, what are you all girls doing here? My friend is the king of this place and he doesn't want anybody to pick up this Madhavi flowers because he's the sole proprietor. I warn you that nobody should pick these flowers. But now it's Vasanta Utsav and everybody wants flower because they want to decorate. Now, there is a fight between Madhumangal and Lalita Devi. And Lalita Devi sends back Madhumangal. And Madhumangal, now he comes back to Krishna and he tells Krishna, he passes the message to Krishna. Now he says, Krishna, Vasanta Utsav, for which you have entered this forest, will surely be a great celebration. Why? Because This Vasant Ritu with all her vibhutis, Vasant Ritu with all her vibhutis means Srimati Radharani with all her friends are now here. Now let's go and have a grand celebration. And Madhu Mangal describes the entire place, the music, the flowers, all the gopis, all the sakhis, and he's describing it in great detail. So all the gopa friends of Krishna feel that he must be mesmerized by this. So the friend says, you are describing so much, that means you are trapped by their beauty and the entire environment. Madhumangal says, no, I am not trapped. Why? Because I am a brahmachari and it's not very easy for me to fall trapped. Now Krishna becomes more enthusiastic. Krishna says, oh, you are a brahmachari and you didn't fall prey to that. So surely we will not fall victim to their beauty and to the environment. So let's all go. Now Madhumangal is very excited. So he runs ahead. And Madhumangal runs ahead. And Krishna and his friends are coming from behind. Now he again goes and does one thing. He again chastises Lalita Devi. He says, I told you don't pick flowers. Still you are picking flowers. You don't listen to me. And he becomes angry. She also becomes angry. Then Madhumangal says, okay, if you want to pick flowers, make me the Purohit of your festival. And I'll make this festival more glorious. And next to Lalita Devi is Radharani. And Radharani is very angry at this boy. He says, yes, Lalita, we should make him our Purohit. And because of his Brahmanical powers, our festival will become even more glorious. So let's make him the Purohit. And Radharani makes a signal to all her gopi friends. And that was it. All the gopis came and they held Madhumangal. And everybody is throwing colors, different types of colors on Madhumangal. And everybody is showering him with all the cold water from Govardhan. So he's drenched with colors also, and he's drenched with water. And the Acharyas write that Madhumangal is beyond recognition now. Only because he has a huge bulky size, he can be recognized. Otherwise, externally, Madhumangal's entire existence has changed by different colors, here black, here red, golden, white, whatnot. He's absolutely in different condition now. And that is where all the gopis hold of him. Now, Madhumangal is so badly bitten by the different syringes of water. So he says, oh my God, if I have to be saved here, then I have to call my friends. And he starts shouting, Krishna, help me, otherwise I'll be no more. And immediately Krishna and all his friends, they come running to help Madhumangal. Now Krishna sees Madhumangal and he's really very sad. What is happening? He says, this is my friend. How can you do this to him? Now Krishna, when he sees the condition of Madhumangal, he makes signal to his friends. And as soon as his friends get signal, they all are ready with different types of different colored flowers. And as they have different colored flowers, all the boys, some have Ashoka, some have this, some, they start hitting all the gopis with different flowers of different parts of the body. And all of a sudden, the gopikas are attacked by different flowers, so they don't understand what to do. Now, gopikas become scared, but Radharani takes the charge and she makes signal to other group of her gopis and they bring so many flowers and there is a war that is happening between the gopas and gopis. Different color flowers are hit on everybody's body. And there is lot of water that has been thrown, fragrant water being brought from the different kundas and that is thrown and everybody is running here and there. The colors are being thrown, flowers are thrown, water is thrown and the color, the dust powder has risen so high. Now there is so much color that has been used. Now there is a cloud of colored cloud that is formed. And when that color cloud is so thick, nobody can see. That is the time when Krishna ran into the areas of the gopis because the cloud is condensed. And then Krishna makes sits at one place and makes the sound of his flute. Now everybody who hears the sound of his flute. Now that sound has affected not only the gopis, the animals, the trees, but the cloud is now settled. Now, as the cloud settled, then the gopikas can see everything. But by the time the gopikas they understand that Krishna has taken over them, now they start hitting Krishna with the arrows from the corner of their eyes, and thousands of gopis are hitting Krishna by the corner. These are the arrows. And Krishna, he's not able to take because it is such a huge attack. But Krishna is Krishna. So what he does, he shoots with the same arrows, the kataksha, his arrows from the corner of his eye. He shoots every gopi in such a way that that gopi loses control and she feels very weak because Krishna's love has taken over their heart and she feels very weak. And then they start jrimbita, they start yawning, they feel very weak. And that is the time when they lose all their control to Krishna. But now Krishna doesn't win here. We may think all the gopis are now given up their control. No, but there is one gopi, she's called Senapati. Now, who is that Senapati? Radharani has made Chandravali the Senapati, the army in charge. And this one gopi shoots arrows from the corner of her eyes so badly to Krishna that Krishna loses his control. His flutes fall, he also falls. And that is where Chandravali arrests in her arms Lord Krishna. And now Krishna is tied by all the gopis. So that is the power. And this every leela that is happening on Govardhan is witnessed by Govardhan. And this is the treasure that Govardhan has, which the acharyas want for themselves, so that they can also serve the divine couple in their own capacity. So this is Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, who wants to witness all the pastime, every moment to moment leela that is taking place on Govardhan. So they desire a place at the foot of Giriraj Govardhan so that their desires can be fulfilled. Now in all the four ashtakas, the acharyas have explained their desires. But there is one thing that is very common we find in this is that if anybody wants entrance in the divine pastimes of Lord Krishna, they have to have the mercy of Giriraj Govardhan. Vina bhavet kim haridas varya. They are saying he is the Haridasa Varya. He is the best servant of Lord Krishna. Padashrayam bhakti ratashrayami. I don't have the bhakti, but when I take shelter of your lotus feet, yam eva saprema nijeshayo shri govardhanam me tishtam avishtam. They are saying, I want to serve the divine couple, so please allow me entrance. It is only and only possible by your mercy. When we take shelter at your lotus feet, is that possible? So without taking shelter of Giriraj Govardhan, it's very difficult to enter the pastimes of the divine couple. And the Acharya is right. Vishwanath Chakravarti writes such a point. He's taking such a humble position. He is saying, although I am a cheater, but the unlimited Lord Sachindan has given me to you. Sorry, this is Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami. I am a cheater, but the unlimited merciful Lord Sachinandan has given me, because Lord Chaitanya gifted a Govardhan Shila to Raghunath Das Goswami. And that is where he used to daily bathe that Shila with his tears of love and affection for Lord Krishna. So he is saying, don't consider my qualification. If you see my qualification, you will find nothing. Because he himself is saying, I am a cheater. That doesn't mean he is a cheater, but out of his humility, saying. And he is saying, what I am made up of is the mercy, the unlimited mercy of Lord Sachinandan Gaur Hari. So please accept me because I am connected to Lord Gaur Hari and grant me residence at your lotus feet. So this is what Raghunath Das Goswami, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami is saying to Giriraj Govardhan. He's praying like that. Now the point is, just like this great Acharya, the six Goswamis have written Ashtakam after Ashtakam in glories of Govardhan, telling us what exactly is the mood in which we should approach and worship Govardhan. Just like Shad Goswami Ashtak, we see the last stanza, Hey Radhe Vraj Devi Ke Chalalite, Hey Nanda Shuno Kutha, Govardhan. They are not saying, I have Radha and Krishna. They are saying, I don't have Radha and Krishna. And they are shouting, Oh Radha, Oh Krishna, where are you? Where can I find you? Are you there at the are you there in Govardhan? Should we come there and find you? Where are you? So they are saying, we don't have Radha Krishna. We want to find. So where to find? Is it Govardhan? Is it Vrindavan? Or which different places? So the Acharyas are saying, this is the mood in which we should approach. I don't have Radha Krishna. I don't have their service. I don't have love for them. But I want to have them. Just like once, when Lord Krishna was with his friends, he was roaming at the foothills of Govardhan, and there is huge forest that is there, and all of a sudden Krishna disappears from the sight of his friends, and they are searching like mad crazy. They are not able to find him anywhere, but there is one place where they see a deer is standing, and the deer is continuously staring at something. Now, what these boys do, they stand behind this deer and they observe in the direction which she's seeing. And the exact same direction they find Krishna hiding behind a tree. Just like the deer was able to tell where Krishna is, the acharyas are able to tell us where Krishna is and how we can find, in which direction we can find, and how we can find Krishna. So Govardhan is like that acharya. What is the role of acharya? The role of acharya is to tell us how to worship Krishna. But these same acharyas are saying, look at Govardhan. The acharyas come to establish worship of Lord Krishna, but look at the glory of Govardhan. Krishna personally came to establish worship of Govardhan. In Bhagavatam, Krishna tells the Vrajvasis how they should worship Govardhan. So worship of Govardhan is established by the revelation of Lord Krishna. Krishna personally taught how to worship Govardhan, and to whom? The topmost devotee is the Vrajvasis. That is the glory. Acharya has come to establish glory of Krishna, but here Krishna personally is coming to establish the worship of Giriraj Govardhan. That is the glory of Giriraj Govardhan. Now, when we speak of the gopis, as per the gopis, there are two most powerful associates of the Lord. Who are they? One is the Murli, Murlika, and second is Govardhan. But according to the gopis, gopis hate one associate and they love other and respect him. Now, whom do they love amongst Murli and Govardhan? They hate the Murli. Why? Because she steals their wealth. What is their wealth? The other Amrita of Lord Krishna. Continuously, Krishna is holding on and she is drinking, drinking and drinking the other Amrita of Lord Krishna. The gopis says, this is our property. How can you steal our property? So they don't like this Murli. Second thing, they feel that we don't want Krishna to work. We just want to see him happy and comfortable. But this Murli is so bad that she makes Krishna work hard, because Krishna has to hold her, and Krishna has to put her to his lips, then he has to blow that air, and he has to create beautiful music. So they feel that this Murli is useless because she makes Krishna work hard. And on top of all that, this Murli makes a sound which makes us very restless. It creates a fire of separation, viraha, within our heart. So we don't want this Murli. But they are very respectful and they love Govardhan. Why? Because Giriraj ji, according to Radharani, he is the best servant of Krishna. And out of respect, she doesn't take her name. This, oh, I am Adri. This Adri, this hill is so great. He is the Haridasavari. Now, why does Radharani gopis respect Giriraji so much? Because he creates facility for their meeting with Lord Krishna. And that is why he's called Haridasa Varya, the topmost devotee. So this Haridasa Varya, this name, according to Srila Jiva Goswami, is given by Radharani to Giriraj. Now, why so? Because Giriraj ji assists Srimati Radharani in her loving sports, the Kunja Keli, Kunja pastimes. So he's acting as the servant of, what is the Manjiri Bhav that Giriraj Govardhan has in service. You know, we saw that how he acts as Manjiri by supporting in her various pastimes. He acts as her friend by giving her various facilities so that she can serve Lord Krishna nicely. So according to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in the commentary of this shloka, he says that there are three Haridas. First is Yudhishthir Maharaj, second is Uddhav, and third is Giriraj. But amongst these three, Giriraj ji is the best. Now, why he is the best? Because Giriraj ji is the best service provider. He is called by various names. He is compared to various things. If you read this Ashtak, four Ashtaks, you will find he has been compared to so many things. Just like he is compared to topmost philanthropist. Giriraj ji is the topmost philanthropist. Because he is very generous in nature. Whatever any devotee lacks, he immediately provides. That is the philanthropic nature of Giriraj Govardhan. The acharyas compare Giriraj ji as the best host. There is no better host for Lord Krishna and his devotees. He provides anything and everything for the friends, the calves, for Radharani, for her gopi friends. He provides every facility. He is the best host. He provides everything make the guest happy and satisfied? And there are various examples which the shloka gives. Just like all the plateaus that Giriraj Govardhan has are there are various minerals like red arsenic, there are oxides of various colors which Krishna uses to decorate his body. But now somebody may ask, all these oxides are impure. Just like if you arsenic, now if you type in Google and find arsenic, it is absolutely poisonous. But here Acharya says these oxides are not impure, they are pure. Why? Because they are thoroughly washed by the love of Giriraj Govardhan. Giriraj Govardhan has the waters and they're continuously washing the feet, places where this are, they're completely washed. And this is not just water, this is the teardrops of love, and they're continuously washing these oxides. And these are the oxides that Krishna uses. Shashwat. Shashwat means they are very pure and they ornament the most beautiful person. Who is that? Lord Krishna. He acts as pure ornament for the top ornament of this creation, that is Sri Hari, who steals everybody's heart. Krishna finds all this and paints his body in so many ways and looks even more beautiful. Kandarpa, Koti, Kamaniye, not one, millions and millions of Kandarpa. He's that beautiful. But where does he get all this from? He decorates with all the facilities that are provided. So Giriraj is God. You are the decorated person who decorates the entire creation. He is the Abhushana of the entire creation. Giriraj is Krishna's personal beauty parlor. Krishna decorates with all the facilities that are provided by Giriraj. Giriraj provides Kandara, the caves. Huh? What are these caves? These are the caves where the friends of Krishna sit together and they chant and they sing and they speak with Krishna. All the sounds, Nitya Akrandana, that Nitya of the beautiful dealings with Krishna and his friends are saturated in the Kandara, in the gufas of Giriraj Govardhan. And by hearing that beautiful sound of Krishna and his friends, he is so overjoyed, so happy. And that is where how it is understood, because all the trees and all the bushes are standing erect when they have the touch of Krishna. So the Acharyas are also praying that just like you are happy and joyful by the touch of Lord Krishna, let me also be happy. Let me also be Nitya Ananda like you. So make me happy by allowing me to stay near you. What other facilities Govardhan provides? Govardhan has his own personal musical band. Now, what is that musical band? He has different varieties of birds which are located on different trees. Now, why are these categories of birds needed? Simple. Now, Acharya is right that when Krishna wants to sleep after his play with his friends, he wants to take rest after his lunch in afternoon. Now, when he wants to sleep, now there has to be very light music. So all those birds which has light sound, all of them will come near Krishna and they will chirp in such a beautiful way that very quickly Krishna will fall to sleep. Now, he has to wake up because all his friends and the sakis are waiting for the evening event. Now they have to, now Krishna has to be woken up. Now there are birds which has sound which is a slightly louder, and once this bird start chirping in a louder voice, Krishna automatically wakes up. So this is the personal music band of Giriraj Govardhan, which he is using to serve Lord Krishna, giving him the best of the experience of taking rest and also of waking up. Just like when we go in altar, we clap. You know, Lord has to understand, somebody has come to wake me up. But here there is beautiful birds that are chirping for Lord Krishna so that he can wake up. So personal musical band that he carries with him for Lord Krishna. And he's serving the cows by giving grass. He's giving different shilas so that his friends, flat shilas, so that his friends can sit and take rest for a while. So everything, every article that Giriraj has is being used in Krishna Seva. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, there are 21 articles of worship that Lord Krishna uses for worshipping Krishna. Govardhan has, which he uses for worshipping Krishna. 21 articles. 21 articles he has. himself is a mega mart of different items for worship of Lord Krishna. He is self-sufficient to serve Krishna. He doesn't need anyone. Just like Krishna is Swaraj, he is also Swaraj. In service to Krishna, anything that is needed, he has it all. He carries that with him so that he can serve anybody who wants to serve Krishna. So what is the Govardhan? What is the dhan Govardhan has? The wealth of Krishna's seva is the wealth of Giriraj Govardhan. Acharyas compare Giriraji to umbrella. Rupa Goswami in the very first Prathama Govardhan Ashtaka, he says that you are that beautiful mountain. And that beautiful golden mountain looks like an umbrella, a golden umbrella. But the handle of that umbrella looks like a blue rod, because Lord Krishna is holding it. It's just like a blue rod. And when the rain droplets fall, it's like pearls falling from that umbrella. That beautiful scene that Rupa Goswami portrays when he writes the Govardhan Ashtaka. He says, you are like the peacock. You are like the, because Govardhan's shape is like that of a peacock. And when the peacock on the top of Govardhan, when they start shouting, it creates a huge amount of energy within Govardhan. And he also reciprocates to the voice of the peacock. So he also starts singing the glories of Lord Krishna. Compared to the tilak, he is compared to the tilak on the forehead of Vrajdhana. And he's also compared to a toll station. Toll station means Dan Kili pastime that happened on the Govardhan mountain. So Krishna is like that guarding station, and Govardhan is that toll pole which Lord Krishna is holding. And anybody who comes there cannot escape without paying tax to Lord Krishna. And finally, he's compared to the treasure storehouse. Storehouse means the sharp words, the arrogant words, the loving exchanges, the quarrel, the fights, the leftover of various earrings, the rejected peacock feather crown of Lord Krishna, the mala of Lord Krishna, the beds of Lord Krishna, everything is left there. That sound, that music, that memories, that maha garland, that maha articles of both Radharani and Krishna. So he is this treasure storehouse of Lord Krishna, his pastimes and his ornaments. So these are the various comparisons, and the he is compared to so many things as per the acharyas. So this is our Giriraj Govardhan. Fortune is praised by not only the acharyas but also the gopis. Which fortune are they speaking in the shloka? The fortune that Govardhan has, of course, he serves Krishna. That's a great fortune. But even more fortunate is because he daily has that touch of Lord Krishna's lotus. And this is the most rare thing that the gopis feel, the touch of Lord Krishna's lotus feet. And Giriraj Govardhan daily has this touch of Lord Krishna. We feel that he is so fortunate. Antaya Adri Rabala Haridas. He is the topmost Haridas of Lord Krishna. He is the topmost of the Dasas of Hari. Now somebody may ask, what the power of Krishna's touch? Acharya say, the touch of Krishna is so empowering, is so nourishing. When Krishna touched Giriraj Govardhan, he held Giriraj Govardhan on his left hand, small finger, Giriraj was so loving touch of his beloved Lord Shri Krishna that he even didn't feel a single scratching pain when Indra was throwing his thunderbolt, because he was so nourished. Similarly, if we have constant touch with the holy name, with the holy books, the holy devotees, the holy deity, or feel the pain of various events that take place in our life, Giriraj is untouched because he is nourished by the touch of Lord Krishna. Between two of the topmost mountains. So, acharyas compare, just like Mainak. Now, who is Mainak? Mainak is brother of Parvati Devi. He is the son of Himavan, Himalay mountain. So when he was in trouble, and who troubled him? Indra. So when he was troubled, he had to seek help of Varun Dev. But look at the power of Govardhan, the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, which touched Govardhan, made him so powerful, that it was so easy for him to break the pride of same Indra who Mainak feared. That is the power of touch of Lord Krishna. So Giriraj is also called as the new house for Brajvasi, and this new house gave them protection from the same Indra who became angry on the Brajvasis. So they glorify me. O hill that stopped the destructive clouds. O hill that defeated Indra and made him totally harmless. O hill that ended Indra's hatred for your relatives. Relatives means the other mountains whose feather Indra had cut. So Indra's pride was broken by Giriraj Govardhan. And it was the same person who had cut the wings of the various relatives of Giriraj Govardhan. So on whose strength could Giriraj Govardhan do all this? By the touch of Lord Krishna's various limbs. Now we come to the last point. Now why is Govardhan named as Govardhan? Acharyas give us various understanding as to why he is called as Govardhan. Now go, as we all know, is also used for senses. Govardhan, the one who gives nourishment to the senses. Go means senses. Go also means voice. Go also means sound. And we all know how Indra raised his voice when he was hurt because he was not respected. So when Indra raised his voice, Krishna gave him a message. Now what was that message that Indra gave? Now Indra gave a message to who? Krishna gave a message to who? Indra. Now who is this Indra? Surosi Pratitatma. He is saying, oh, you are the topmost of all the demigods. Ashitata Shishosi Vachaspate. You are this disciple, direct disciple of Brahaspati. Tanme Sahasam Eva Achara. Are this kind of behavior is not achara. Behavior is not expected from a disciple of Brahaspati, and who is the leader of all the demigods. Suradishta Garyam Satam. Oh, this is very abominable action. Kartum Tachruti Gam Vacho Giri. He is saying you should not act in such abominable ways because this is not considered fit by the learned sages. Oh, manye tan mishato yat esha sambha iketo hi vriddha shrava. They are saying, oh Indra, you are vriddha shrava. Vriddha shrava means, vriddha means big or grand. And in what he is grand? Shrava. He has heard all the four Vedas. He knows all the four Vedas. He understands them very well. So he is called Vriddhashrava, one who is the knower of all the Vedas and their message. But this same Vriddhashrava who had done so much of hearing, now couldn't hear the message of Lord Krishna. Why? Because his heart was now conquered by the desire to have name, fame, prestige. And that is why, what did Krishna do? Govardhana. Govardhan means voice. Krishna increased his voice. Go means voice. Krishna increased his voice. Vardhana, he increased his voice to send a message to Indra saying that this is not the proper behavior. But he understood, oh, he is Vriddhashrava. Vriddhashrava also means, just like Vriddhashrava means, one who has heard Shruti, he has heard Vedas so many times. He knows the message of Vedas. But here he is called Vriddhashrava. Vriddhashrava means what? His hearing has gone down because of age. Just like old man can't hear properly. Similarly, Indra is, in spite of hearing all the Vedas, is not able to hear the message of Lord Krishna because he is now conquered by pride. He has lost his hearing because his mind is conquered by pride. This is the one thing that Krishna increased his go. Vardhan means increase his voice. That is why Govardhan is called Govardhan. Second thing the Acharya says, okay, now, okay, it is, he is Vriddhashrava, he has heard all the Veda Shrutis, he knows everything. But then why is he acting like this? That is where the Acharya says, because this is the power of association. Now, whose association has Indra been taking? Brisham yat iha sangato. Sangato means association. Jada vihar ramye dhvani. The jada vihara means the clouds are called jada, and they are floating here and there, vihara, ramya, they are floating in different directions. So Indra took the association of samvartaka clouds, which are jada, they are dull, they don't understand what is right and what is wrong. And that is why he is behaving in such an improper way. Okay, so then what did Krishna do? Tada nipuna buddhina. Krishna is very intelligent. Nipuna buddhi, very expert. Anuja varena bodhyay muhur. He is saying he is the Anuja. Anuja, how come Krishna has become the Anuja? When Krishna came as Vamana, came of Indra. And that same younger brother of Indra, when he found that my elder brother is not behaving properly as per the standards of the Shastra, let me correct him. Varena bodhyay. But how did he do that? Vidhaya purata sukavaham ananta govardhanam. But he was very intelligent. Who? Krishna. So he didn't directly fire back at his elder brother, because elders are always to be respected. In no condition they are to be disrespected. And Indra, being the elder brother of Krishna, was displaying wrong behavior. Now what did Krishna do? Sukavaham ananta govardhanam. Govardhan means what? Go means speech, and vardhan means expert. By his expert speech, Krishna sent a strong message to his elder brother saying, this is not the proper behavior. You are associating too much with jada, people who are jadamati, who are too much materialistic. And because of that, your behavior is going improper. But how did he do that? Sukavaham ananta govardhanam. Krishna corrected his elder brother, but how? He corrected with Govardhan, with sweet speech. He corrected his elder brother. That is how we have to understand that Govardhan is called Govardhan, because Govardhan, by sweet expert speech, Krishna corrected his elder brother. Raised his voice, because of which he was able to correct Govardhan. So these are the two examples which Acharyas give to tell why Govardhan is called Govardhan. But that same Govardhan, which was the only witness to Radha Krishna's pastime, we see that he is sinking day in, day out, every day, grain sinking. There are some places where we today are not able to see Govardhan. He is disappearing from our sights. He is disappearing from our material vision. He is so powerful. He is so famous. What does he have to display here in this world? Why is he going away? Because that memories, that fond memories of Lord Krishna, his heart is sinking in separation. So his going out of sight is not because he is cursed, because he is sinking in that separation of Lord Krishna. It's not the curse, it's the state of his mind that he's carrying. He's sinking in separation from Lord Krishna. But at that same time, he's so powerful. He could handle Indra's Vajra. But he now says that my services are over and I am feeling great pangs of separation, so I will disappear. Just like Hanumanji. Hanumanji, after Lord Ram left, he was so powerful. He could have done so many things, but he didn't do. Why? Because he said, my services are over. Now let other devotees take over their services to Lord Krishna. I will guide them. I will help them. I will inspire them. Similarly, Giriraj Govardhan is now performing that platform for services to other devotees, inspiring other devotees to take to service of Lord Krishna. But at the same time, he is deeply immersed in remembrance of Lord Krishna. And that is where we find him disappearing. Similarly, we also have to perform our services, but at the same time, just like Giriraj is disappearing because of the strong memories he is carrying of Lord Krishna, we should also be immersed in the deep memories of Krishna consciousness that we are getting because of the mercy of Guru and Gauranga. And that is at the same time. See, he is present also and he is disappearing also. Same we have to do. We love to be immersed in the memories of Lord Krishna. But at the same time, also think of disappearing from this material world, because this is not a place for any gentleman. That is what His Divine Grace Bhakta Siddhanta Sastaku used to think. Those are the few points that I felt that I should share with all of you. Sorry if I have committed any mistakes, any errors, while repeating what I have heard, what I have learned. Kindly forgive me. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Prabhu, no errors at all, Prabhu. It was all nectar. Thank you so much. All about Krishna Leela. Can never be. And you, Prabhu, speak all from the Shastra, so cannot be wrong, Prabhuji. It's coming all in the lineage, so it's so much nectar, Prabhuji. Thank you, Prabhuji, for being on the call. Prabhuji, unfortunately, we won't be going to the question answer session. We actually want question answer and session with
Yes.
you, but today because of the Parikarma Prabhuji, we have to pass to the next session right away. Thank you, Prabhuji. So,
Yes.
dear devotees,
Yes. Thank you,
thank
Prabhu,
you,
for the
Prabhuji.
service.
So, dear devotees, let us pay our obeisances to Prabhuji and all the assembled Vaishnavas. Vancha kalaptaru vaishya cha kripa sindhu bhayeva cha patita kaam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. Granta Srimad Bhagavatam ki
jai.
Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ji ki
jai.
Jai.